at 7.
A major strategy shift at the Oakland Police Department tonight. It literally involves shifting dozens of officers to a new part of town.
Plus, police shoot and kill an armed man at SFO, the tense standoff at the International Terminal.
Also tonight, an arrest and a bizarre attack on a goose at East Bay Duck Pond.
And why a San Francisco man who admitted to breaking his dog's bones won't serve any jail time.
And the 49ers are bound for Green Bay at this hour. The superfans who are about to brave the brutal cold to cheer them on.
I got my boots ready. I got thermals. I'm going to be probably 5 layers deep.
The light at the end of the tunnel is here.
That is the message from San Francisco Mayor London Breed 2 years to the day after the CDC confirmed the country's first case of COVID-19. Good evening. I'm Ryan Yamamoto.
And I'm Elizabeth Cook. Tonight, California's COVID numbers continue their slow but steady downward slide, though more than 1 in 5 tests are still coming back positive. KPIX5's Kenny Choi breaks down the numbers here in the Bay Area and the changes they could finally bring.
Health experts are talking about lifting all kinds of restrictions as numbers improve. They believe that post-Omicron life will look vastly different as policies begin to shift from a zero COVID policy to a more targeted harm reduction approach.
Even with heavy masking, an extremely high rate of vaccination, and safety precautions everywhere, the Omicron variant has ripped through cities like San Francisco with its highly transmissible nature. But numbers across the country and Bay Area are rapidly improving.
I know many of us are anxious to know, when is this thing going to start dying down? Well, the good news is things are starting to plateau.
Cases in San Francisco have dropped from a high of more than 2,100 per day in the second week of January to about 1,700 lately, leading officials and infectious disease specialists to envision policy changes reflecting an endemic instead of pandemic.
Our inability to eradicate is not because we didn't try it, but it's because this is how viruses like this work.
Dr. Monica Gandhi believes a thick wall of immunity has been built for whatever variant comes next.
We're not going to hold on to restrictions and, you know, just waiting for Omicron to go away or COVID to go away. It's clear that that's not going to happen anymore.
82% of San Francisco residents are fully vaccinated, but the push for boosters continues as less than 2/3 of those fully vaccinated have gotten a third shot. In San Francisco, Kenny Choi, KPIX 5.
Thank you, Kenny. Meanwhile, tonight, the city's attorney's office issuing a pair of subpoenas as it investigates possible rogue COVID testing sites. They're demanding documents from two California-based companies, Community Wellness America and Crestview Clinical Laboratory, after users expressed concerns. Community Wellness set up 2 free COVID testing tables in San Francisco, including this one in front of Mission High School on Dolores Street. Public health officials shut the site down, saying it was unauthorized and violated business codes.
We are concerned about members of the public that may not be receiving COVID test results that are valid. And we don't know what is happening to the information that's being used.
Experts tell us any testing operation should be able to display what's called a valid CLIA certificate of compliance. That means the laboratory doing the testing actually knows what it's doing. So far, neither company has responded to our repeated requests for comment.
New at 7, a San Francisco man has pled guilty to brutally abusing his golden retriever puppy. And I'm warning, a few of these images are really tough to look at. Charlie was just 4 months old when animal control found him in September of 2020. He had a fractured wrist, hip, and spine, and several broken ribs. After undergoing surgery, he has since healed and is now thriving in his new home with the foster family that went on to adopt him. Investigators later discovered the owner's previous dog died of similar injuries at a year old. But Brian Michael Cook won't serve any jail time in Charlie's case. Under his plea to misdemeanor animal cruelty, he'll do 50 days of community service, a year of probation, and mandatory counseling. He's also banned from owning an animal for 5 years. Meanwhile, the Alameda County Sheriff's Office says it has arrested a man seen attacking a goose at a community pond in San Lorenzo. They are promising to release more details soon.
The 49ers on the way to Green Bay at this hour for Saturday's divisional matchup against the Packers, and let's hope they pack some sleeves and some layers. Freezing weather will be a factor. Our Len Ramirez spoke with some of the Hardy fans heading out with the team to try to chip away at the Pack's home field advantage on the frozen tundra.
Well, 49ers fans began gathering here just outside the team's practice facility several hours before the team was to get onto buses to head out to the airport. They're hoping to give the team a warm Bay Area send-off before they head to a frozen Green Bay. Cheers for the 49ers as the team heads out on the road and across the skies for the NFL divisional playoffs. Destination, Green Bay.
They do a lot to bring our hopes up in this time of the pandemic. You know, there's not a lot to look hopeful for. So this is exciting for us.
The 408 Faithfuls fan group won't be just cheering from home. Several members like Desiree Herrera are going to the game.
We're going with the group about, I would say, like 20, I believe. And we're going to be tailgating over there. It's going to be freezing. It's going to be cold.
How cold? For that, we go to Green Bay's Channel 5 meteorologist Chad Raethlisberger.
The actual air temperature might be around 15 degrees. It'll probably be feeling close to zero around kickoff. And then it's only expected to get colder throughout the game as well.
Here's a live weather cam shot in Green Bay. Snow on the ground. It even looks cold.
Big time, I'm sure, shock to the system for them, especially considering where they're coming from and just how relatively warm it is down by you guys here at the moment.
I got my boots ready. I got thermals. I'm going to be probably 5 layers deep.
49ers fans have been taking over opponents' home stadiums this season in hopes of giving their team an edge like they did in Dallas.
There's been a sea of red everywhere we've been. You know, the faithful have shown out. It takes that home field advantage away from the opponent.
But they admit Green Bay may be the team's and the fans' toughest test yet. In Santa Clara, Len Ramirez, KPIX 5.
As for injury concerns heading into Green Bay tonight, things are looking good. Here's how things looked a few hours ago on the practice field. Jimmy G and linebacker Fred Warner both there and both absent from the injury report. Defensive end Nick Bosa still listed as questionable due to concussion protocols, but Coach Kyle Shanahan says he is, quote, looking good.
This game.
Live look at SFO, where we're learning more about a tense armed confrontation that led to a deadly police shooting. A TSA employee reported a man acting suspiciously at around 7:30 this morning near the BART station entrance at the International Terminal.
Police activity at San Francisco International Airport.
San Francisco police say the man was armed with two guns when they arrived, and they tried to de-escalate the situation. But when he advanced toward them, they were forced to open fire. A bystander also suffered a leg injury from the shrapnel, but is expected to be okay. So far, no word on the suspect's name or motive.
At this point in the investigation, there's no indication of this incident being involved with terrorism, like the individual came to commit some type of act of terrorism.
The incident was captured on airport security cameras. Police plan to release more information at a public town hall within 10 days.
New at 7, a massive police strategy shift in Oakland. Starting Saturday, 48 officers will be relocated to East Oakland as part of the department's 6-area patrol plan. That new patrol district is bordered by 82nd Avenue to the west, the San Leandro border to the east, the Oakland airport to the south, and the hills to the north.
Community members are advising that they just do not see enough police officers out on the streets, making them feel less than safe in their own homes and in their neighborhoods.
The police say the relocation or reallocation should significantly improve response times to the disproportionately number of calls for service in that area.
San Francisco's Chinatown is getting spruced up to usher in the Lunar New Year. The Department of Public Works has crews out there steam cleaning sidewalks and making pothole repairs before the calendar flips next month to the Year of the Tiger. And what better way to ring in a new year than with the ding of a famous San Francisco cable car? This one all decked out for the occasion. It will run for the next month.
Tonight, Lodi High School has banned the viral one chip challenge after it sent 3 students to the hospital. They were among at least 9 students who got sick last week after taking the fiery challenge. That single chip, which is available online for about $20, is made with Carolina Reapers and scorpion peppers.
So they're about 400 times hotter than a jalapeno.
We just need to watch our kids more. It's kind of dumb because there's better ways to entertain yourself.
All of the kids who got sick are now okay. Tonight, the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission urging people to stop using Podster infant loungers as it investigates the deaths of two babies who suffocated after changing positions on them. Regulators say the manufacturer is refusing to issue a voluntary recall.
Taking a look at your top headlines, kids under five could be eligible for a Pfizer vaccine in the next month or two. At least that's the timeline Dr. Anthony Fauci says he's hoping for. Pfizer is still tweaking the dosage before submitting it to the FDA for full approval. But it will be just a fraction of what adults receive, and it's given in a three-shot series. Meanwhile, no jab required to serve Java. Starbucks has dropped its employee vaccine mandate just weeks after announcing it. The move comes after the Supreme Court rejected a federal mandate for workers at large companies. And President Biden marked his one-year anniversary in office by touting his biggest legislative win to date, the bipartisan infrastructure spending bill.
We demonstrated that Democrats and Republicans can actually work together to get something done.
However, other big priorities like voting rights and social spending are stalled out in Congress. And recent CBS News polling shows a steady slide in the president's approval rating heading toward the midterm elections.
What really has, I think, bedeviled President Biden is a lack of consistency on the issues that Americans care the most about.
What the election this fall is going to be about is about this administration and how it's doing.
New U.S. jobless claims surged last week right along with COVID cases. First-time filings rose by 55,000 to 286,000 overall. That's the highest number since October. Meanwhile, a new study shows Americans who are getting paychecks can't keep up with inflation. Anderson Economic Group compared average wage increases to price increases and found the average American would need to work three more weeks this year to afford a typical new car. And speaking of going sky high, 19-year-old Zara Rutherford has become the youngest woman to fly solo around the world. The British teenager landed in Belgium today at the end of her 32,000-mile journey.
It's just really crazy. I haven't quite processed it, I think.
Rutherford spent 260 hours in the air on a journey that was supposed to take 3 months and ended up taking five due to things like bad weather and California wildfire smoke. And Ryan Zara has been flying since she was 14. She now wants to soar even higher and become an astronaut.
Yeah, no doubt she will make it to space.
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay, thanks, all Elizabeth. Right. Some Star Wars in San Jose tonight where astronomers are battling a plan to put up digital billboards near the airport. They say the light will disrupt their work at Lick Observatory on nearby Mount Hamilton. They say even their most sophisticated telescope, is already losing its vision.
So for certain fainter objects, as the background light goes up, we're going to be unable to make those kind of detections anymore.
The airport says the digital signs are a necessary revenue stream and are within the rules set by the city council. A hearing on the billboards is now set for next Wednesday. Tonight, a Senate committee has advanced a bipartisan antitrust bill targeting big tech.
That includes big names like Amazon, Apple, Google, and Facebook parent company Meta, along with foreign-owned platforms like TikTok. It would make it illegal for those companies to favor their own products and services over competitors. For example, Apple and Google couldn't unfairly rank their apps higher in their app stores. Both of California senators voted in favor, but expressed concerns about targeting companies in their home state.
Crypto.com has reimbursed hundreds of traders after hackers drained $34 million from their accounts this week. The platform has now implemented a 24-hour waiting period before withdrawals can be made to a newly registered address.
Tonight, Netflix is having trouble keeping up with its own success. The Las Gatas-based company's stock plunged by about 20% after hours, despite an earnings report that beat the street. The problem, subscriber growth keeps slowing down as more competitors jump into the stream. Tonight, Instagram is rolling out a pilot paid subscription program.
Yeah, well, a small test group of creators will be able to charge anywhere from 99 cents to $100 a month for their content. For now, they can keep it all. Parent company Meta will start taking a cut next year.
Online retail giant Amazon is taking an old-fashioned approach to its newest venture. It's opening up a brick-and-mortar clothing store in California.
Amazon style will also feature shoes and accessories. Just a few will be on display. Shoppers can scan a QR code to send them to a fitting room where they can use a touchscreen display to browse more options or request different sizes. The store is set to open later this year in Los Angeles. I don't know. I mean, Jeff Bezos, don't you have enough money already?
No. The answer to that question is always no.
He's trying to take over the world now. He wants to take over the clothing industry.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's interesting because Amazon, you don't typically think Amazon for clothes, but they want you to start thinking that way. So we'll see if it works. I miss going into a store, though, and trying something on. See you at 11.